Beth.
I hear you calling. Or Beck.
Beck.
Yeah. you know, part of the job of the producer is to make sure that everyone is happy while creating the best possible product in the final analysis. And Beth had to undergo some severe tweaking and changes before it became the song that it ended up being. I think that it's ended up being a classic. I mean, people still talk about it. And I still get emails or letters from people who say that that was what they played the first time that they blank, fill in the blank. And so that's, to me, that's major. You know, I love that. And I think Peter, he was scared to death of it. It was a very difficult performance to do in the studio. It's not an easy song to sing by any stretch of the imagination, but particularly for a guy who wasn't really a vocalist. And he did a great job, and I think he surprised himself, I think, when it was over. I think he was quite sure that it was just crap and I was going to hate it. And when we comped his vocal and we played it back for him, he was like, "Wow, you know, I did that? Whoa, man, I'm good, you know." And now it's become his signature, you know, right. It's like his biggest moment. And I got busted by everybody for Beth. Everybody.
I was going to say, was it a fight to get that on the album?
Oh, big time. It was a big time fight to get a song like that anywhere near Kiss. I mean, phew. You know, people just didn't want to know about it.
Hard rock bands back then weren't doing, you don't do a ballad.
No, you don't do that
then.
Sort of thing. You really don't. So, but I really felt strongly that the song had merit and that there was radio potential. And, oh man, people threatened my life after they heard that song. Seriously.
Like, you destroyed the band.
Oh, totally. Ruined the band. You know, they'll never be the same. I'm going to be the guy who goes down in history as the guy who killed Kiss. There's one guy who said in an article, and I think it was Cream Magazine, you know, that on behalf of Kiss fans everywhere, he was going to come to Toronto and punch me in the nose. You know, he's just going to beat the crap out of me. Somewhere out there, a one friend has a copy of my response.